This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. See Sparky Fiver, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you as we broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Don't forget, it's time for the Fan's 14th annual toy drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet, starting on Monday. It's going virtual this year. You'll simply go to 1250amthefan.com on Monday and click on the toy drive link. There you can make a cash donation or get your toys and have them shipped directly to Children's Wisconsin. Let's help the kids this holiday season. That all begins on Monday. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist and, of course, radio analyst on Thursday nights with Westwood One, Tony Boselli, former Jaguars offensive lineman. Thanks for coming on, Tony.
Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Your thoughts on that Colts and Titans game last night. Packers are going to have to play both of them here at some point once they get done with the Jacksonville game on Sunday. And we were just asking earlier whether or not Packer fans should be concerned about the Colts or Titans after seeing them play last night.
Yeah, I think both are good teams. I mean, it was an interesting game because the Titans came out and they were just clicking on offense, and this is, you know, the Colts have the best defense in the NFL by the numbers, and you would have thought the Titans were going to go up and down the field all day long after that first drive. And really, it's a drop by A.J. Brown. If A.J. Brown catches the ball, it hits him in the hands, it's 14-0 before you know it. But he didn't, and that second half, the Colts just dominated. I mean, that defense was what it was advertised coming into the game, and they took over the special teams and everything else. So I think both are complete teams. They have different Achilles heels for the Titans. It's their defense. And so I think the Titans would have a hard time against the Packers because of, you know, Aaron Rodgers and how efficient that offense can be. On the flip side, you know, the Colts offense, if you can pressure Phillip Rivers, you know, he's going to throw the ball to the wrong guy. The teams that pressured him, he's made some mistakes, and I think part of it's because Phillip's mind is still as sharp. I mean, he is so smart, he's calculated, he knows exactly what he wants to do. I think sometimes when he gets under pressure, his body can't do what he wants it to do, so he might see something or want to do something, but he just doesn't have the arm strength I think he once did. And you know, age will do that. So they both have, you know, they both have their strengths. I think the tougher matchup for the Packers is probably the Colts because of that defense.
Tony, this is Leroy Butler here. First, before I ask my football question, how are you and your wife Angie doing? It was a pleasure spending time with you guys. I know we text back and forth when you were dealing with COVID. So I just want to check on you and your 5 kids. How you, everybody doing good now?
Yeah, everyone, Leroy, I appreciate it. I always love talking to it. A native Jacksonvillian, my adopted hometown now. So, yeah, doing good. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you checking in when I wasn't doing so good. But everyone's 100%, and everyone's, you know, back healthy. You know, I tell everyone the one positive that came out of COVID was I lost 25 pounds. The negative was because of the lockdown, I gained all 25 pounds back immediately. So, but we're doing good overall. Family's doing good. I appreciate it.
But, Tony, for those that haven't followed your story, can you just kind of tell everybody how bad it really got for you? Because so many people are like, ah, it's just the sniffles and a cough. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. Not funny. It's funny now, I guess, looking back. It was just the sniffles and a cough for most of my family who got it. I mean, you know, I have five kids. Four of them got it. My wife got it, and I got it.
Oh.
And so nothing big for any of them. But yours truly ended up in the ICU, you know, getting oxygen pushed into me. And I was there for 5 days. This was the early days when they had no idea what the heck was going on and what to do with it. At least they know a little bit more now. But, yeah, it was an interesting 5 days there of not feeling, you know, feeling as sick as I've ever felt before. And it's just a wild variation between what happened to me and what happened to my wife and kids. So it's definitely, you know, I think if you're young and healthy, probably not a lot to worry about. But, you know, the older you get and it can be pretty scary. And also, you just never know. It's so random. You know, one person my age, same exact situation, no problem. And then you get someone like me who ended up in the hospital. So you just never know. You got to be smart and wear those masks and try to follow the rules. I know right now up there in Wisconsin, though, it's pretty bad. And I got some friends.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I got some friends in Milwaukee. And I know it's even worse up in Green Bay that you guys are getting hit pretty hard. So you know, Wisconsin and the Green Bay area are definitely in our thoughts and prayers.
Well, you tell your wife we send our love and our best. She's a strong woman, so you have nothing to worry about. But let's find out the direction of the Jaguars, though, because you would thought when Tony Coughlin left, okay, there's a clear sign of what's going on. They brought in Nick Foles. They got him out of there. Now Minshew's hurt. Now they got a rookie in there. But this kid, DJ Chark, man, I think he can be one of the stars of the future.
Yeah, Leroy, you know, I would love to ask you what the direction of the Jaguars is right now, because I think it's a little bit of an unknown from the standpoint of, you know, what is their identity? You know, what's the direction? What are they trying to build around? They have, you know, they have some really nice young pieces. You know, you mentioned DJ Chark, really good young receiver. James Robinson, excuse me, the rookie running back, is an outstanding player. I mean, they found him as an undrafted free agent. And he is a high-level player, and he's going to be a good player for a while. You know, defensively, they have Miles Jack, who's a really tough, top-end player. The offensive line's pretty good. But, you know, other than that, they don't have a lot of depth. They're really young, inexperienced. They're going to go with the sixth-round rookie again this week, Jake Luken. He has a big arm, but he's a rookie and got drafted in the sixth round for a reason. So I think right now it's an organization that's really in flux. I mean, they've lost seven in a row, you know, and got beaten badly in some of those games. So it's a little bit of a hand-wringing up in Jacksonville right now around the Jaguars.
You know, Tony, Gary Olson got you here. What's your thoughts on the Packers? We get a new head coach, Mike McCarthy leaves, they go 13-3, and here they sit here at 6-2.
Yeah, listen, what I think is you got a franchise quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, and even though he's getting up there in age, still looks as good as ever. And so you're always going to be in it, and you're always going to have a chance. I mean, you guys know, I mean, the way the NFL is built is called, the game is called, the game is officiated with the rules. It benefits the offense, and it benefits the teams who have a quarterback and you throw the ball, because it's so hard to play defense. I mean, it's a different game than Leroy, you and I played. And that's fine. It's a great game. Still love it. And so, but you have to have your quarterback, and you guys have that. And I think as I look at your team, I like what, you know, LaFleur's done. I think you got a good offense coordinator. He used to be in Jacksonville. I'm a big fan of Nathaniel Hackett. I think he does a good job. And you guys can score with anybody. And I think you can play offense with anybody. My question for the Packers is, when you get into the playoffs, when you get in those tough, tight games, and you play a big physical team that can run the ball, can that defense hold up?
Right.
And I think that's probably the weakness right now around that Packers team. And if they can solve for that, I mean, they're as good as anybody, and that they're going to make a run for the Super Bowl. But I do worry when you get into the playoffs and you have to play defense and you have to run the ball and you have to stop the run. Can that Packers defense do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, the last one, and we'll get you going because I know you're about to fly out. Now, it would seem like to me, this is too much like right, Tony, but the second overall pick, 1995 draft, the first pick of the inaugural season for the Jaguars, you would think that the ownership would email you or direct message and say, can we put you in the front office to do sort of like what John Lynch is doing in San Francisco? That is too much like Wright. Is that something in your future, or do you love working with Westwood One? Because you do an exceptional job on there.
Well, Leroy, I appreciate it. You know, I'll be honest with you. I mean, if I ever had the opportunity and the opportunity came, I mean, I'd love to be in a front office, and especially the Jaguars. I mean, that's a, you know, I still, you know, obviously do the games on Sundays for them, and I'm close to the organization, and I love the organization. I would do anything to help them be successful. And trust me, you know, outside the coaches and the players, you know, ownership, I don't know if it pains anyone more kind of what the current condition is and how it's going right now this year and the last couple of years. So, you know, who knows what God has for you. I'd love to, if it ever, the opportunity came and it was right for me and it was right for the Jaguars, I'd jump at it. But, you know, those, sometimes those are rare occurrences where all the stars align and those things work out. But who knows? You never know what's in the future.
That's
right. True. He is Tony Boselli. We'll see him in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day, former Jaguars offensive lineman here on Westwood One on Thursday Night Football. Tony, thanks so much for coming on. Have a safe flight.
Thanks, I appreciate it. You know, my hope is that Leroy and I going in together. That would be perfect.
That would be.
That would be phenomenal.
That would be awesome. Indeed. Tony, thanks so much.
Then you could have a parade up in Green Bay, but then Leroy, you got to come back to your hometown Jacksonville and have another parade down here.
Oh, that would be
great. Sounds good to me.
I don't think you'd have to twist his arm for that one.
Yeah,
I think he'd be fine with doing that. Yeah. And when he comes down, make sure he comes down with some of his game day brats that he's launching right now, Tony. So you get an official Leroy Butler brat, too.
Hey, and I know you guys got to go, but let me tell you what. This whole COVID thing is driving me crazy. But one of my big disappointments, I mean, I've been doing games at Lambeau every year with Westwood One. I was so looking forward to coming up there. Not because I really think the outcome of the games would be great for the Jaguars, but the halftime spread and the press box spread up there with those Brostons in Green Bay. I look forward to it every year, and now I can't come.
Right. Oh, man. That's
we'll send some to you. You don't worry. We'll send some.
Send some, Roy.
All right, Tony.
I appreciate it.
All right, take care, my brother.
Thanks. Take care. There he is. He's a good one. Tony Boselli on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Now, see, he's down in Florida. He don't have to worry about golfing inside because they don't get snow. Here?
No.
We do, and you're going to have to golf inside, Gary.
Yeah, guys, my good friends over at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center.
Yeah, that's where they go.
No, Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. Outdoor golf season might be ending, but you don't have to put your gloves away. What, did I miss something?
Oh, nothing. Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead.
What did he say? I missed it. Give me that joke again. What did he say? I missed it. I was over talking. What did you say, Steve?
I said you go tee up a golf ball at West Allis Hyundai.
You thought that was funny,
huh? Roy did. So, one person laughed.
Well, right.
Go ahead, Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. Right, go.
Is that where we're going?
Yeah.
Okay. Outdoor golf season might be ending, but you don't have to put your clubs away, folks. You can keep your swing on at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center, where they have the latest state-of-the-art high-definition golf simulators for over 100 leading courses like Pebble Beach, Doral, Pinehurst, and others. Guys, get a foursome together for safe indoor playing while enjoying your favorite beverage at their new full bar on site. Leagues are also forming right now, guys. And learn more. Visit them. Visit their website at WisconsinIndoorGolfCenter.com. Guys, when it's cold outside, keep your golf swing going inside at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. Back to the jokes, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Let's get the latest from Mike Clemens, and then it's Great Lakes Dragaway Pick-A-Lane up next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.